This Bible study on Proverbs chapter 18. Proverbs is about wisdom. Wisdom is knowledge plus understanding plus experience equals wisdom. What it also brings forth is discretion. In Proverbs 18, chapter 1, it says, "Through desire a man, having separated himself, seeketh and intermitteth with all wisdom." That's the King James English, but it says, "It is selfish and stupid to think only of yourselves and to sneer at people who have sense." It makes sense. Fools don't care for wisdom. They don't want understanding. They just want to do what they want to do. And they're just selfish and stupid. In verse 2, it says, "A fool has no desire to learn. They would much rather give their own opinion." In John 3:19, it says, "And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil." People would rather stay the way they are than to change, because they know that change means death to themselves. And that, it says, the Bible says that people fear death all their life, and they're held in bondage because of it. In verse 3, it says, "When the wicked cometh, then cometh also contempt and reproach. And wrongdoing leads to shame and disgrace," which is the truth. In 2 Peter 2:15, it says, "Which have forsaken the right way and have gone astray, following the way of Balaam the son of Beor, who loved the wages of unrighteousness." Being a fool and not wanting what God has, it leads to death. I mean, it leads to your own destruction in this world as well as in the next world. It is not wise to do it, and a fool will not take any wisdom, will not receive wisdom from anybody that knows the truth or says the truth. God has to open your eyes to see things, and this is what he's talking about. In verse 4, it says, "The words of a man's mouth are as deep waters, and a wellspring of wisdom as a flowing brook." His words of wisdom are a stream that flows from a deep fountain. Jesus used this all the time. He would say parables. He would tell people parables. They were familiar to people, but they didn't quite get the gist of it all the time. He didn't give them the understanding. The disciples would always ask Jesus, "What does it mean? What does this parable mean?" And he says, you know, in Psalms 78:2, it says, "I will open my mouth in a parable, and I will utter dark sayings of old." And that's what he did, to show people. And the people who wanted God understood, and the people who didn't did not. In verse 5, "It is not good to accept the person of the wicked or to overthrow the righteous in judgment." It says it is wrong to favor the guilty and keep the innocent from getting justice, which is self-explanatory. It is selfishness and greed. In Leviticus 19:15, it says, "And ye shall do no unrighteousness in judgment. Thou shalt not respect the person of the poor, nor honor the person of the mighty. But in righteousness thou shalt judge thy neighbor." God always said, you know, no matter who it is, it doesn't make any difference, because he is not a respecter of persons. Every person is equal in God's eyes. In verse 6, it says, "A fool's lips enter into condemnation, and his mouth calls for strokes." A fool's talk will get him into a lot of trouble. We're talking about beating them. Because in those days, if somebody did something that was wrong, they'd take a branch, and they'd chase him and beat him. But in James 1:26, it says, "If any man among you seem to be religious, and bridle not his tongue, but deceives his own heart, this man's religion is vain." A fool does not want understanding. A fool does not want wisdom. He will do things that are seemingly stupid and against most people. And he will do them and keep doing them and keep doing them until he comes to that understanding. Until his eyes are open and he receives understanding from God. God's the only one who calls us to repentance. Only one. You know, we preach the gospel, but the gospel is for God to open up someone's eyes and then they will see. And persons who just fight against God, I mean, they'll go to a point where God will just say, that's it, that's the end of it, you know, and leave him to his own devices. And that's a sad place to be, where God will not help you anymore. But that's what the fool is saying. It's next in verse 7, it says, a fool's mouth is his destruction, and his lips are a snare of his soul. Saying foolish things is setting up a trap to destroy yourself. And that's exactly what it is. It will destroy you. So God's saying, get wisdom. In 2 Corinthians 12:20, it says, for I fear lest when I come, I should not find you such as I would, and that I should be found unto you such as ye would not. Lest there be debates, envying, strifes, wraths, backbiting, whispering, swelling, and tumults. Everything comes out of your heart. Out of your heart. Whatever comes out of your mouth comes out of your heart. You can't say that you don't believe it, or it's not real, it's not true. You know, when you say something, it comes out of your heart. Whether you say it in anger or whether you don't say it in anger. Whether anything that you do comes out of your heart. And the heart is who you are. God says very carefully that you are to guard your heart. You guard your mind. It is the battleground of Satan. And you have to take care of yourself and with God's word and understanding that God will take care of you if you seek him and go to him. But other than that, you on your own. In verse 8, the words of a talebearer are wounds, and they go down into the innermost part of the belly. It says, there is nothing so delicious as the taste of gossip. It melts in your mouth. Gossip is horrible because it will destroy people, destroy relationships. It will do damage to anyone around you. It is something that does not need to go on. Because most of the time, it's not true. In 2 Thessalonians 3:11, it says, for we hear that there are some which walk among you disorderly, working not at all, but are busybodies. In Proverbs 16:28, it says, gossip is no good. It causes hard feelings and comes between friends. 1 Timothy 5:13, it says, and withal they learn to be idle, wandering about house to house, not only idle, but tattlers and busybodies, speaking things which they ought not. Saying things, opening your mouth, talking, it should be with discretion. It should be very limited to what is necessary. Folks, you can't take your words back. Once they come out of your mouth, they're out there and they will go until it's finished. Whether it's good or whether it's bad. Your words need to be careful. You need to be careful what you say. Bridling your tongue. And you know you cannot bridle your tongue without the Holy Ghost. Only the Holy Ghost can hold on to your tongue and stop you from saying things. And that's it, folks. Other than that, it's just, oh, no holds barred. Here it comes right out your mouth. And some people can try, but it doesn't last long. You pressure somebody, you get them angry, and here it comes, right out the mouth. Speaking, using your tongue, being discreet, having wisdom and understanding, all comes with the knowledge of God. This is where we're going to stop. We'll take it up next time.